Were you surprised when you saw that Georgia has flipped blue?
You know, a couple days before the election, I woke up and I just had a feeling. I just felt like things were gonna shift.
It's election night in America, and a nation in crisis is at a crossroads.
We're counting down to the first exit polls and the first results as our coverage begins now.
I never thought it would happen, and I was just like, I don't trust anybody. These people, they have all these opinions, but they're not going to vote.
We could have historic turnout. Think about this. In 2016, about 130 million voted. At this pace, we could be looking at 150, 160 million, numbers we haven't seen before.
I knew the work that was happening. I knew how hard we were working to flip the state, and I believed.
It's official. Georgia has certified Joe Biden as the state's 2020 winner after hand counting nearly 5 million ballots. The Trump campaign has until Tuesday to request a machine recount.
The nation is looking at Georgia now, keeping a close eye on us as both Senate seats are headed to a runoff in January.
This is about coalitions being built in the South to save the Senate. This is a local election that has national implications, but we've got to do what we did before, which is start with the people, start on the ground, and build our way up. This is a process. This is not an event.
A new podcast from Tenderfoot TV and Crooked Media. I'm Rembert Brown, and this is Gaining Ground, The New Georgia. Available now on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you get podcasts.